It's time for your Arizona sports starting
five. This is going to be a brutal day, David Charles.
You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories. Here's Doug Franz and Ron
Punch it, man.
Wolfley.
Oh, I was waiting for you to do something there.
Number five.
That was kind of funny. I just sat there. Hey, were you going to do something? Number five this morning is your play-by-play of what's going on today in sports. Number one, the Diamondbacks are on the road. They take on the Angels. Do you realize it's September 15th and Mad Bum has zero wins? He's on the mound tonight. And keep an eye on this putrid Diamondbacks offense as they're actually facing one of the worst starting pitchers in the American League. And if they can't get off on this guy, it's seriously over. And we have a game seven in the NBA as after being up 3-1, the Clippers look to avoid elimination in game seven against the Nuggets. And keep in mind, the entire Clippers franchise, which has roots all the way back to your city, Ron Wolfley, has never been to a conference finals in their history.
My eyes are going to be on Mad Bum tonight. That's where it began, and that's where it started to unravel.
Number four. Yeah.
Opening day. number four this morning is everything going on right now with the Pac-12. As new information is coming out in which there are thoughts in the Pac-12 that you are going to have a season come around possibly in Thanksgiving. And yet Herm Edwards says here's why there's optimism.
You know, we had a meeting with the Pac-12 coaches last week, and things sound a whole lot better for us as a conference. Maybe it's trying to get started maybe late December or January to play a shortened schedule. But it sounded pretty optimistic, so that's a good thing.
The reason why I played that for you and what makes it really interesting is that's Herm Edwards yesterday saying, you know, in late December, yet there's a source that spoke to ESPN on the condition of anonymity that says they're actually looking at a little bit before Thanksgiving. So it's interesting to me, the source is even more optimistic than the optimistic head coach.
Yeah, if you're going to play in December right now and I'm going into the NFL draft, I'm not playing in your season.
That's true.
Number three.
Number three, there's already quite a few of the best Pac-12 players, sorry, Maloney, including the best left tackle in the whole conference that's not playing, no matter what happens. Number three this morning is your Cardinals game plan, in which the head coach answered the question, and we'll get to it a little later today, of what was he seeing and why so many short passes, why no deep shots, and what was the game plan going into the 49ers game? And the reason why we bring that up is every answer he gave you for the 49ers game is probably exactly what they're going to do against Washington. Very similar.
Very similar defenses, no doubt.
Number two.
Number two this morning is just everything that happened in week one of the NFL season, and one of the biggest ones that you will see is mask update, as so many coaches were in violation of city ordinances with their masks, and the NFL claims they're going to drop the hammer on it. And after sending out the memo, Vic Fangio still didn't care and rarely ever wore his mask.
Speaking of the NFL, 166.06 to 85.3. Next.
Number one.
And the number one thing you need to know about this morning, fast track Kyler Murray on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.